These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
And like, it's weird. It feels better with a Kleenex shoved up there. So,
no, I don't have any allergies that I know of.
Oh, Jordy, what about you? How are your sinuses doing?
Mine have been pretty good lately. I mean, I wake up a little stuffy, but it clears up within like a half hour after my hot shower in the morning.
Okay.
Dusty, are you actually allergic to cats or like you just really hate them?
No, I'm allergic to cats.
I used to be, but I developed a tolerance of that dander. And I take a half a dose of Zizol before bed. That helps me.
Then why aren't you Wizol?
Be Wizol. Take Zizol.
All right. Unofficial sponsor for this episode. What's up, everybody? Zizol users in the house, at least Jordy. This is Dustin with the Top 6 Pod. Welcome back. You know, we're going to make this one it might be a little depressing because we're going to tackle the top 6 words and phrases of 2020. It's been a weird year, right, guys?
Yeah, crazy. Fucked up roller coaster year. I mean, it all started when Kobe passed away. That was a sad way to start the year, and it just went downhill from there.
Yeah, there's been so many downs that it's weird. Some people themselves have bad years, but this is like a mutual, everyone is in agreement. It's not a good one. So, yeah. But it could be a learning thing. Maybe we'll come out stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'd say at least something positive that has come out of this. We can look back on this in 20 years and say, hey, we started a podcast that year.
Yeah, I'll be like, that was back when my brothers and I did it until I stole it out from under them.
Oh.
The plan's in motion. You guys don't even know.
Oh. Jeez, can I at least be a research assistant?
How do you think we got the pharmaceutical money? Zizol.
All right. Well, let's do this. So, Jord, I know that one of your kids is being an absolute brat, so we might have to hurry this one up. So that's fine. The last one we did last week was a little bit. It was about 40 minutes, so maybe we'll cut this one down a little bit. And I don't think there's probably going to be some crossover. I know that my list has basically one topic on it.
Yeah, mine's got two topics.
Yeah, I have two topics, but it's mainly just one, and it's because something's going on this year that we've
it all ties in together, that's for sure.
It does. So I don't think I introduced my brothers yet. Jordan and Chad are my two younger brothers. They've already been talking and they've already said hi, so let's get right into the freaking trivia question. Jordy, the middle brother, asked a trivia question to me and Chad to see who gets their top six list going. We're doing the top six words and phrases of 2020. Let's do it, Jord.
All right, Chad, you're going down once again. Mount Vernon is located in which state?
Virginia.
Dusty's correct.
Dog.
Did you know that?
I was just going to say that.
No, you were. Why didn't you say it?
It's George Washington's house.
Hey. Dusty said Virginia.
He bull rushed it. He rode the airwaves and blasted me out.
Hey, listen, I could have said Ohio because there's a Mount Vernon, Ohio. Shout out to my employer, Rev Local, unofficial sponsor. I'm not even ashamed. They're not going to yell at me for giving them a shout out. If you have a small business and need digital marketing services, contact Rev Local, Mount Vernon, Ohio, Granville, Ohio. Do it up. Jordy, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Good job. You're up first.
Wow. All right, top six words and phrases of 2020. Number six, to me, is top six. It's taken over. It's good taken
one,
over.
Bro, that's a good one right there.
Nice. Top six is becoming more popular. I've heard it in work meetings. It's catching on slowly. It's a grassroots movement. Top fives are too cliche. Top threes are too few. And top tens are way too many. So what you going to do? Top six it is. Number five, unprecedented. Number four, quarantine. Number three, social distance. Number two, coronavirus. And number one, COVID. Boom.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me run that back. Top six words, phrases of 2020. Number six, top six. Number five, unprecedented. Number four, quarantine. Number three, social distance. Number two, coronavirus. Number one, COVID. Jordy,
nice.
You're up, you sneaky bitch.
All right, guys, here we go. I'm going to sneak this list right on by you. Number six, social distancing. Number five, mail-in ballot. Number four, mask. Number three, fraud. Number two, quarantine. Number one, I got COVID / coronavirus. I consider those two things the same.
Okay. Okay. I get it. So you caught me off guard with the semi-rapid fire there. Go through them again.
Okay. Number six, social distancing. Number five, mail-in ballot. Number four, mask. Number three, fraud. Number two, quarantine. Number one, COVID / coronavirus.
Damn. Okay. Ripped straight from the headlines.
Jordy, a regular Fox News anchor.
Oh, God. Yeah. Where's my Fox News money at?
Probably doesn't exist.
Hell, all right. I'll be a grifter. Give me that money.
You ain't in the right smoke-filled back rooms, kid.
Now, hey, you're like Gyllenhaal in that Nightcrawler movie.
Ooh.
Oh, just sneaking around, lurking in the shadows with a camera. Like, ugh.
That's a good Gyllenhaal role right there.
Yeah, what a snake.
Yeah, I feel like he hid cameras in like dumpster crevices and was like, oh, I have one right over there.
I hope the SD card didn't overfill, or I hope the battery lasted.
All right. So stupid. All right.
That's just stuff I think about being a videographer, you know?
All right, Weasel, you're up, bud. Top six words, phrases of 2020.
Okay. Wow. Here we go. Number six, quarantine. Number five, that was on both of yours, right?
Yeah, number two on mine.
See, I liked how you guys picked that one instead of lockdown. I saw that was like the word of the year.
Really?
Dictionary. They picked lockdown. So. That's which not... There's like shutdown, lockdown, quarantine. They're all sort of the same. And I think quarantine makes more sense. Lockdown's kind of like lockdown defense where you're down by like 4 points, you just score a layup. Like, come on, guys, lockdown. Come on.
Yeah, or at a prison, yeah. you lock everybody down when there's a big fight or something.
Yeah, quarantine's more medical related, and that's what this thing is. It's a freaking safety and medical health issue. It's a freaking pandemic. So, yeah, I got you.
Who would have thought the dictionary guys would have got a word wrong? Sad.
They're a bunch of dictionaries.
Number five, social distancing.
Nice. That's my number six, Chad.
Number four. This one's a little different. It's just a way to describe something. Low key.
Low key, huh?
Low key. You guys didn't think that was going to be on there, did you?
Stephen Dorff's a low key great actor.
Yeah, like low key, Stephen Dorff's not bad. Like, you just say it like that.
Low key, Stephen Dorff's a hunk.
Low key, not surprised Dodgers won the World Series.
Low key, I think that was popular in 2019, not 20.
No. Listen.
Well, you know what, Dusty? You can say that about COVID-19.
No.
I don't know. It's close. Number three is COVID for me. So there you go. Number two, I put mask.
Mask. COVID. I got that at four, Chad.
What? You got that at four?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's controversial, which is weird.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, but it is.
But that, I think, is like the effect, and COVID is the cause. But I think mask has been like the bigger headline this year. I mean, COVID is what it is. but like mask is applies. It's like how we're all dealing with it, you know.
At least in this country, it's controversial.
I got a happy one for number one, and this did not originate in 2020, but all the Zoomers are saying it. Everyone cool is saying it whenever you snag something or you grab something or you get something. You go, yoink!
Okay. What?
Y-O-I-N-K, yoink.
People now actually say that?
Yup.
I say it now because of Chad.
Yeah. So you better wise up or we're gonna yoink you out of here.
That ain't gonna make the top six, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Yoink?
Yes, yoink. Like, all right, you go up to your wife. She's reading. She's on her phone. Just snag the phone out of her hands. Go, yoink. Something like that.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Wow.
No, I ain't no Zoomer. Alert. I ain't no Zoomer. Boomer.
Grumpy old man. Go back on the porch and grumble at your freaking
bushes.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, those bushes, they just keep growing. Why don't you yoink him out of your yard?
Yeah. All right, Chad. I like yoink. Jordy, you need to get on the yoink wagon. Chad,
never heard yoink. Never heard of it.
Chad, you got to run your list back for the old yoinker Jord.
All right. Number six, quarantine. Number five, social distancing. Number four, low-key. It's low-key. Number three, COVID. Number two, mask. Number one, yoink.
Okay, so no ad break, just like the last couple episodes. So shout out to unofficial sponsor Sheetz, of course. Official sponsor CVB Media, Chad. 10 seconds again to sell your services. Go ahead, bud. Yoink it.
We will yoink it because we're all about the new generation. We know you're on the social media platforms. We know you got to push your content out there. We want to make you look good doing a vertical video, whatever you need. That's the new trend. We're going to yoink you right into relevancy, unlike Jordy Barr. I'm out.
All right. Perfect. Also, an unofficial sponsor, The Mask Movie. Do you guys know that movie? Not the Jim Carrey one. The old one called The Mask. Do you know the main character's name in that, by the way?
I don't even know. Is there? I only know the Jim Carrey one.
No, here's another hint. Cher was in this one.
I know which one you mean. It's the kid with the red hair.
Yeah, his name's Rocky Dennis.
Oh, geez.
Dude, that's a sad movie right there.
That's a hard name, though.
It is. Cher. Rocky Dennis was the main character's name. And then, of course, you got Jim Carrey acting crazy with the green mask on, all that shit. So, all right, can we just agree that COVID has to be number one?
Absolutely. And you're not going to find yoink in any headlines, Chad.
Yeah, because I am on, like, cool new sites, not your old boomer sites there, bro.
You're not going to see yoink on Twitter either. I never see
bro,
it on Twitter.
Bro is – oh, but Jordy, bro is short for brother, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Hey, Jordy, you're about to see it on Twitter.
Well, you know what? Quarantine's got to be number two.
I think it probably should. So COVID definitely, because you'd never heard that before this year, honestly. Quarantine, yes. Coronavirus, you have. Corona, the beer. So COVID is just, you know, out of nowhere, took this year by storm. COVID. You don't even call it COVID-19 anymore. It's just COVID.
COVID.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be like coronavirus, but now it's just COVID.
Definitely. Yeah, it's COVID. So COVID's number one. Number two, I would be good with quarantine.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the storyline going, working our way up. You got COVID, so you quarantine.
Yeah. And you social distance, probably. You
wear a mask.
Mask. Yep.
So you guys want social distance number three? We all three had it.
I think mask should be three.
Mask should be three.
Because that's outlasting social distancing.
True. True.
You know.
True.
Social distancing out at the start of everything, but mask is like more and more normal, you know.
Yeah. And hey, while we're on the topic, Chad, you've gotten a COVID test, right?
Yeah. Two or three, yeah.
Damn.
How far does that Q-tip go up to your your sinuses? Like,
what's the one that I got, no horror story there. It was just kind of like picking your nose with your finger. You go deep. I go deeper with my finger than she did with the Q-tip.
Now, did you get the rapid test, or was it the one you have to wait a few days?
I had to wait 3 days for all of them. But I think if it was positive, I never got a positive one. But if it was positive, I think they would have told me sooner. I think the negative, like, put me at least that day, like, at the bottom of their to-do list, you know?
Oh, like, they should contact you right away. They shouldn't make you wait.
But in the, if you think about it, you want people to know
they're positive. Yeah, that's more true.
Because they tell you, like, you got to quarantine either way. So, like...
Yeah, don't you think a more true test would be to just take a shit in a box and send it in?
Be like, yoink, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like what they do with dogs and worm tests. Just take a shit in a box. That's like from within you. So
I mean, that's also pretty gross.
Yeah, but everybody's done.
Everyone's mailed shit before.
All right, so we've got top six ultimate words and phrases of 2020. We got COVID, number one, two, quarantine, three, mask, four, social distance. What do you guys think about unprecedented? It's been on every ad.
Unprecedented times.
Yeah. So.
No.
No?
No.
What
I
else?
Don't know.
What else do we got here? I don't think I'm on board with low key. I'm on board with yoink. For sure.
You're on the yoink train. All right.
I'm on the yoink bus, baby.
You got to have yoink for like the everyday. It's a thing, man. People say it, Jordy. I'm telling you. Like younger people, especially. I almost put Zoomer on here. I almost did. Future leaders.
So yoink train sounds like a Pornhub category.
Everything's a Pornhub category.
That's true. Yoink bus, definitely. Closet yoink. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just means you snag something. You take it. You know, like Ricky Henderson pops up after stealing a base. He's like, yoink that one. Or like, you know, you yoink. It's so versatile. And it's
Jordy.
Because unprecedented is like a news thing. But yoink is a real person thing.
Yeah, Jordy. So let's do a test here. Just try to use yoink in a sentence.
No, you know.
See how much you like it. Come on. Chad,
listen, the ones that I listed, that reaches the youth, young adults, adults, boomers, everybody. Yoink. Who says yoink? 20-year-olds say yoink.
Oh, I'm 38 and I say it.
Well, 66-year-olds aren't saying it. Mom and dad have never heard of yoink. They've heard of mask. They've heard of quarantine and COVID and social distancing.
So all of those.
It's a narrow lane, Chad. Yoink is too narrow.
For you? You don't even know.
It ain't the top six words for 2020.
Live it up.
Technically
doesn't exist.
Let me throw something at you guys. So we got four. Okay, number five, we're either going to pick mail-in ballot or fraud. I like mail-in ballot because that has led to the talk of whatever fraud
exactly
out there. Mail-in ballot, you know, people, the president Trump was against it, which is why he didn't get as many as he wanted.
You know what that's Trump's
whole,
saying?
That's the whole thing's going on right now. We're not
saying Sleepy Joe yoinked it from me.
He did. Yeah.
So mail-in ballot's got to make the list.
So I'd say mail-in ballot number five, and then I think we should take a vote for number six.
We're going to do a Twitter poll for number six?
I want to be – think about this. If yoink is number six, when Dusty types it in there, he could say yoink, and it would apply. It's a feeling. Like, yoink, bam. It's like bam, booyah.
We're not –
boom.
We're not going to do a Twitter poll for it because I just made it number six.
Yoinked it in there.
I yoinked it.
Good.
I've never heard anyone use yoink.
Well, we're going to use it every single episode from here on out. Chad, remember that.
Just instead of going like boom or like you know, any other expression like that. Just throw a yoink out there. You feel good. Raise your spirits.
I'm an anti-yoinker.
Now, come on. Open your mind up. So we got the top six ultimate words and phrases of 2020. Number one, COVID. Number two, quarantine. Number three, mask. Number four, social distance. Number five, mail-in ballot. And number six, Chad, what is it?
Yoink!
Oh, boom. God.
Jordy, just use it in a sentence. We'll let you go. We'll end the episode once you use it in a sentence, okay?
Fuck yoink.
No.
The end. I just used it.
No, you got to say, I was walking through the supermarket, and I was walking past the produce, and I yoinked a grape without paying for it.
I ain't saying it.
That would be the best yoink moment ever, yeah. Because you have like a plucking motion.
I was walking through the kitchen, and the meatballs were on the grill, and I yoinked a meatball, and it was too hot for my mouth. Say it.
I don't want your yoink.
Oh my God, you can't even say it right.
Jordy, come on. I'm a never yoinker.
That's just me. Hey.
This is going to be the quickest episode ever if you just use yoink in a proper sentence.
I will not use yoink. That's a proper sentence.
While he's protesting, I'll say thank you, everyone, for watching. It's been awesome. Like, this year's been crazy, but this has been a good time doing the podcast with the bros. And we might have a special treat for, like, our first, like, year. So that would be in 2021. But we had a lot of episodes. And we might do, like, a little award show or something.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Chad, you got to bust out that guitar again. I want to hear some more licks from you.
Ooh, I should yoink it out here. Yeah, you're right. I should. Damn.
All right, everybody. So thank you so much for listening. This will probably be our last episode of 2020. Look for more after the new year. Come on back. We're only growing. We're getting better. I think we're making these episodes tighter. Who knows though? We're just kind of all over the place and we're yoinking it as we go. So, that's all I got, boys. Jordy, you sure you don't want to try?
We'll see.
Make it a resolution. New Year's resolution.
We'll see next.
Joint consent.
We'll see next episode.
All right. Well, I don't know how to end this episode, so we're just gonna
low key say bye.
Ew.